Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese, I'm Brendan.
大家好,我是 Echo.
And it's getting hotter and hotter in Beijing lately. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the subject of today's podcast, is how we deal with whatever is happening to the environment around us.
Mm-hmm. 还有我们怎么帮助动物们 deal with it.
Only the ones we like. Anyway, let's listen.
Tianxin, 你干嘛去了累成这样?
我买了一堆冰箱。
你们家不有冰箱吗？你买冰箱干嘛？
这不全球气候变暖吗？我啊养了一堆企鹅。
这
，Okay, we're back, and let's go through this line by line with a quick explanation of what's going on here.
田森，你干嘛去了？累成这样。
田森，你干嘛去了？累成这样。
田森。What have you been doing that you're so tired?
我买了一堆冰箱。
我买了一堆冰箱。
I bought a bunch of refrigerators.
你们家不有冰箱吗？你买冰箱干嘛？
你们家不有冰箱吗？你买冰箱干嘛？
You have a fridge, don't you? What are you doing buying refrigerators?
这不全球气候变暖吗？我啊养了一堆企鹅。
这不全球气候变暖吗？我啊养了一堆企鹅。
Global warming, right? I'm raising a bunch of penguins.
这
Okay, let's go back and listen to this one more time and pay special attention to the way people are pronouncing things and
maybe 还有问问题的方式
and also not pronouncing things.
对。
田森你干嘛去了累成这样
我买了一堆冰箱。
你们家不有冰箱吗你买冰箱干嘛
这不全球气候变暖吗我啊养了一堆企鹅。
这。
One of the first things to look out for is in the very first line.
田森你干嘛去了累成这样
你干嘛去了
You probably know 干嘛 by now. It's just...What are you doing?
对，干什么的意思。
Right. And then 去 afterwards.
对，应该是你干嘛去了。但是呢，很多时候人们说的快的时候，非常口语的时候，就变成了干嘛去了。
Ordinarily, it would sound like
你干嘛去了。
But in fact, when people are speaking, it usually sounds like
你干嘛去了？你干嘛去了？你干嘛去了？
So listen to the different emphasis, listen also to the different pronunciations of 去 there.
对。你干嘛去了?你干嘛去了?
So the next thing is actually in the same line, and it's just a very common phrase.
你干嘛去了?累成这样。
累成这样。
累 as in tired, 成 to become, 这样, like this.
就你累的变成了这样。
Yeah, and people say this all the time.
对。
And they can also say instead of 这样, they can say 什么样子, right?
累成什么样了?
You know, I don't even know how tired I am, right? 我累成什么样了?
我都不知道我累成什么样了。
Common expression, you'll probably hear it a lot once you start listening for it.
然后你可以把那个累换成别的。饿,忙,都可以。
Yeah. Our third point is a really common sentence structure for asking questions.
非常重要,也非常地道。
Yeah.And it's this question, the guy says, you have fridges, don't you? Or you already have a fridge.
你们家不有冰箱吗?
你们家不有冰箱吗?你买冰箱干嘛?
We all know that you can't say 不有.
Right.
Right? I hope we know it. If we don't know it by now, we should. But there's something else going on here that makes that sentence okay.
你们家不有冰箱吗?你买冰箱干嘛?
对，因为我们的这个句子里省略了是，因为原来的句子应该是你们家不是有冰箱吗？
Yeah.
但是因为是口语，所以说得很快，是就省略了。
Yeah, because 是 usually is not stressed very strongly when people are speaking, and if you're speaking fast, it just melts away like an iceberg or a glacier in the face of global warming.
对。
And we see actually the same sentence structure in the next sentence.
这不全球气候变暖吗?
这不全球气候变暖吗?
Right, so there's no problem with 不有 here, it's actually, there's no verb in this sentence.
对，因为也省略了是。这不是全球气候变暖吗？
Right, so that's one way of asking rhetorical questions.
嗯，反问句。
And we've also cleared up that nasty business about 不油。
对。
Now, what if you want to ask a similar question with 没有？
嗯，也可以。如果你说你们家没有冰箱吗？和你们家不有冰箱吗？在英文的翻译可能是差不多的。
It depends how you do it. There are differences.
嗯，但如果你用没有的话，更像是一个一般的 negative 的疑问句。
Right, which is to say that it sounds like a straight question.
对，而且是我不知道你们家到底有没有冰箱，我就是问你们家有没有，或者问你们家是不是没有。
Right. Yeah.
但如果我用不有，意思就是我已经知道了答案。
Yeah, and so it's sort of like in English, you'd have the difference between, you know, don't you have a fridge? And you have a fridge, don't you?
Mm.
Right? The second one sounds, to me at least, like you already know the answer.
Mm,
and so that would be the 不是something something 嘛 structure. So this way of asking a question is, like you said, you already know the answer.
对，这是非常重要的。
So these are things to listen for in the next bit, which is when we play this again.
对。
田森，你干嘛去了？累成这样！
我买了一堆冰箱。
你们家不有冰箱吗？你买冰箱干嘛？
这不全球气候变暖吗？我啊，养了一堆企鹅。
这……
I remember when I first got to Beijing, I had a really, really hard time understanding people.
嗯
，and
特别是你一下飞机，坐上一个出租车，
yeah.
然后一个出租车司机就开始跟你说
Yeah, and I don't know. It sounded like he had filled his mouth with marbles or something. But hopefully today's lesson will be a nice start for people to, you know, get used to listening to actual Chinese.
对，那我们复习一下今天我们都学了什么吧。
嗯、mm-hmm. ，The first is, you know, what you doing?
你干嘛去了?
Right. And specifically, it's that sound change there.
去, to, 去, 干嘛去了?
Right. The second thing is a pretty common phrase, and it's just plum tuckered out, or absolutely worn out.
累成这样。
The third thing is awesome.
反问句。
Yeah, rhetorical questions.
嗯。
And specifically one type of rhetorical question.
对。不吗, or 不是吗?
As we said, rhetorical question to which you already know the answer.
Okay.
That's it. We hope you enjoyed the lesson.
而且如果你们有什么问题都可以给我写信 at echo@popupchinese.com 或者在网站上留言我们都会及时的为你们回答。
Yeah, we look forward to hearing from you.
好的那就这样。
Have fun.
Bye-bye.
Tired of your current Chinese teacher?
Oh, you little bitch troll from hell.
Then make the switch to Pop-Up Chinese. Mad, bad, and dangerous to know.